I'm Beth Ford at Santa Margarita Elementary School on Camp Pendleton, just north of San Diego. This is where support is needed most for the youngest in military families. On a recent Friday afternoon recess, Santa Margarita's playground is crammed with students jumping rope and playing foursquare. Except for the noise of helicopters doing maneuvers nearby, the playground looks and sounds no different than any other. But many of these youngsters are carrying enormous worries on their small shoulders.
Every day, every night, I pray for my dad not to die at war.
8-year-old Jackson Loya is a third grader at Santa Margarita. His father has just returned from Afghanistan. The next scheduled deployment for Jackson's dad isn't until next summer, but as a Marine, he would be among the first to be called up if the U.S. goes to war with Iraq. Anna Loya, Jackson's mom, says her older children are able to take the uncertainty of their father's situation in stride. Jackson, however, has trouble shaking his anxiety.
It affected his grades last year when he knew that his father was in Afghanistan. He worries more about daddy dying rather than just that daddy might be going away and then coming back.
Jackson's preoccupation with his father's welfare isn't unusual at Santa Margarita, where all of the kids have at least one parent who is a Marine. Kindergarten teacher Kathy Johnson has worked at the school for more than 20 years. She says students, sometimes as young as 4 or 5, are often distracted by thoughts of an absent parent deployed overseas.
I even had parents approach me that said they tried to get their children to watch cartoons, but they wouldn't take the station off CNN because they wanted to see their father.
Many of the emotional problems children develop during a parent's deployment end up in the office of Julie Burr, the school psychologist.
It impacts their behavior a tremendous amount. The ability to stay focused, ability to take a test. They're overly sensitive, start crying for no reason. Well, it appears to be no reason, but it's obviously a big reason behind it.
Right after 9/11 and the deployments that followed, Burr and school principal Frank Gomez decided to create an on-campus support group to help children and their parents cope. The group, which may be the first of its kind in the nation, meets once a week. Burr says the goal is to provide a safe, compassionate environment for kids to confront their fears.
It's a support group for each other, and that's what they do, is they talk about dad or mom being away and how they deal with it. They either draw pictures, they can write letters, just what they feel like talking about, really.
What they don't feel like talking about just yet is the possibility of war with Iraq, according to Principal Gomez. But he says both he and Burr know the size of the support group will swell if the war begins.
Something's going to happen, but nobody wants to talk about it right now because there may be some unknowns as to where and when and what time, but it's going to happen. And that's when I come to Julie and I say, Julie, gear up. We're going to have a high influx of these students coming onto campus whenever that date comes.
Parent Anna Loya says in the meantime, she and her husband are trying to prepare their children for the possibility of dad leaving before his scheduled deployment.
We just always tell them that it's in God's hands and we just let it go from there. We just love them through it.
For NPR News, I'm Beth Ford on Camp Pendleton.